We're in Simon Tuf Kuf Yud Dalet, finishing up Sif Yud Aleph. Hamadlik Ner Shal Yom Tov, one who lights Ner Yom Tov, candles for Yom Tov. Tzarech Levarech Hasher Kishan Amotsu B'Tzivanu, Lahadlik Ner Shal Yom Tov, because lighting the candles for Yom Tov is also a mitzvah, just like Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, then you say Shal Shabbos V'Shal Yom Tov, and you need to light candles for the second night of Yom Tov as well. And we already discussed how to go about doing that, if there's already candles lit, electric lights, etc., that we've already discussed. When it comes to the bracha on Hadlakas Neros Yom Tov, so we know that on Shabbos, you're supposed to say, light the candles first, and then make the bracha, because it could be that you're accepting Shabbos when you make the bracha. So if you make the bracha first, you've already accepted Shabbos, and now you can't light a candle. So therefore, you're supposed to say, light the candles first, and then make the bracha. That's true by Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, you're allowed to light a fire. So therefore, you should really, it would seem that you should make the bracha first, and then light the candles. So the Magen Avraham says, no, we make a low plug, because we don't want people to get confused, and therefore, just like on Shabbos, you light the candles first and then make the bracha. So on Yom Tov, you light the candles first and then make the bracha. However, others disagree and say that, no, a woman really should make the bracha first and then light the candles regarding Hadlakas Neros Yom Tov, and that is what many have the minhag to do. And Rav Eliyashiv says that, for sure, when it comes to lighting electricity, what you should do is turn on the electric lights in the room first, then make the bracha, and then light the candles. Because since it could be that you're accepting Yom Tov when you make the bracha, you shouldn't turn on any electric lights once you've already made the bracha. So therefore, according to many, what a woman should do regarding Yom Tov is make the bracha first and then light the candles, even though the Magen Avraham does say a little plug that just like by Shabbos, yeah, you light the candles first and then make the bracha. When is the appropriate time to light Yom Tov candles? So the Prisha says that you should do it before nightfall, and that's what many say. Even though you're allowed to light on Yom Tov, still, it's best to do it before nightfall. That's what the Chazon Ish did, and many poskim. Rav Eliyashiv even says that if your minhag is to light at night, when your husband comes home from shul or something like that, you should change the minhag, and everyone should light Yom Tov candles before Yom Tov starts, maybe Od Yom. While the Meiri says that it can be done already, that the Meiri says that it should be done at night, but most poskim say that it should be done before nightfall. What about the bracha of Shechianu? So the Matei Ephraim and the Mishnah Berurah already said that women don't need to make Shechianu when they light the candles, because they're going to be making the Shechianu at Kiddush anyway. They'll hear the Shechianu, so they don't need to do it at Hadlakas Neros. However, there are others that say that a woman should make the bracha then. Rav Moshe Feinstein says a minhag forever has been that women make Shechianu at Hadlakas Neros. So one should follow the minhag of what their family's practice is. If they already heard a Shechianu, if they already did make a Shechianu at Hadlakas Neros, so can they answer Amen to the Shechianu that the husband makes in Kiddush, or is it considered to be a hefsek? So the Har Tzvi suggested that it would be a hefsek, but Rav Moshe says no, it's not a hefsek. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says also it's not a hefsek, and therefore you'd be allowed to answer Amen. A woman would be allowed to answer Amen at Kiddush Shechianu, even if she already made a Shechianu to herself at Hadlakas Neros. As a discussion, when a woman is actually Makabel Yom Tov, is it when she lights those candles? Is she automatically Makabel Yom Tov, or does she make her own Kabbalah? What happens if a woman forgets to light Neros Yom Tov? So we know if she forgets to light Neros Shabbos, she needs to light an extra candle every Shabbos through the rest of her life. What about Yom Tov? So Rav Yashav says, no, there's no knas, there's no penalty by a woman who forgets to light Neros Yom Tov, one Yom Tov. If a woman messes up and says L'Hadlak Ner Shel Shabbos instead of L'Hadlak Ner Shel Yom Tov, Rav Yashav says that she would need to go back and make the bracha again. So we're just going to do an introduction today. The Mishnah Berurah gives an introduction. The Gemara says that if a non-Jew brings something for a Jew on Yom Tov, if there is that type is found attached to a tree, so then it's usher to benefit from that. And after nightfall, you need to wait b'chdei sheya'asu. So Rashi explains that asur means it's asur mishum muksa, because it was attached, potentially, on Yom Tov, and therefore it was not prepared to be used by the Jew. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold of muksa, in that case, he would agree. With b'chdei sheya'asu mean, Rashi says, it's in order that you not benefit from the malacha of Yom Tov. So it sounds like after that, it would be mutter, even on the second night of Yom Tov, you would not need to wait b'chdei sheya'asu. But other Rishonim disagree and say b'chdei sheya'asu means even you would have to wait all the second day of Yom Tov, you would have to wait as well, Bechdei Shiyaseh, after the second day of Yom Tov. Their reason is not because we don't want you to benefit from it, but rather we're afraid that you might come to tell a non-Jew to pick something for you on Yom Tov L'chatchila. So that's one nafkamina between them, is whether Bechdei Shiyaseh is on until after the second day of Yom Tov, or even the second night of Yom Tov, you would be allowed. There's another nafkamina between these opinions, that according to Rashi, they would say that this applies for anyone, not just for the person who was brought for, but even for other people, whereas according to the second opinion, it would only apply to the person who it was brought for, but not other people, because we're not afraid that you're going to tell a non-Jew to pick something for someone else, l'chatchila. Gemara also says that if this type of min is not attached, so then in the Tchum it would be mutter to benefit from that which a non-Jew brings you, but outside of the Tchum would be Aser, and the Poskim agree that Aser means just to eat or benefit from it, but it would not be Muksa to move. As well, most of the Rishonim say that Bechdei Shiyaseh applies to this as well. Finally, there's another Kula regarding Tchum, and the Mishnah Berurah says that if something is brought for a specific Jew, then it's mutter for someone else to benefit from it regarding Tchum. That would be permissible. Only if it is muksa, according to Rashi, then other people would not be allowed to benefit. We'll discuss these more as we go.